This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Roseburg Public Library getting ready for a book sale, and I think it's an annual one. Chris Wiley, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about this book sale and what's going on.
The book sale is coming up. It's the first weekend of September. We have it Thursday, September 1st from 9 to 4, Friday, September 2nd from 9 to 2, and Saturday from September 3rd from, I'm sorry, I have those hours wrong. It's 9 to 6 on Thursday, September 1st, 9 to 4 on Friday, September 2nd, and 9 to 2 on Saturday, September 3rd. This is the Ford Room full of books for all ages, all interests. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And this is normally an annual event, right?
Actually, it's a quarterly event.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens March, June, September, and December on the first weekends of the month.
So are there that many books out there that people, you know, they've read, they're done with, and they move on?
You wouldn't even believe it, Kyle, the donations we get. And we're always accepting donations. Anytime the library's open, you can drop them off at the front desk. We have a cart. We have help for you. We also provide the receipt for you. For tax purposes. We also have withdrawn library books. So some of the sales include those withdrawn books, including this one coming up.
So withdrawn books means what?
Withdrawn books means that they're no longer in the library collection. They do have the library markings, but Aurora and I have go through the collection routinely and pull things that maybe aren't in as good a condition anymore or have been superseded by something a little bit newer.
I just didn't know if a withdrawn book was like shy and quiet.
Maybe so. But, you know, an example is we'll have three or four copies of the latest James Patterson while it's really popular and lots of people are checking it out. Well, then it goes back to the regular shelves, the routine shelves, and we only need one or two copies. So here we have two copies left over. Let's let the public enjoy them.
So along with books, what other kinds of items are available?
Well, there will be a few CDs, a few DVDs, and then, you know, some of the genre fiction that people are looking for. It's a little bit tougher to keep those because, for example, our Westerns get loved so much. So when we withdraw those are in pretty rough condition, and we don't withdraw those very often. But there will be a few of those genre fiction that people really like to read as well.
So Friends of the Roseburg Public Library, talk about that group.
That group is absolutely amazing, has been around for decades as the Friends of the Douglas County Library System. And then when Roseburg Public Library came on the scene, they transitioned to our Friends group. They are behind the scenes doing so much for us. We have book sale folks that you see when you come into the library, but we also have a whole book sale that happens on Amazon for books that perhaps get a little bit more money. And then one of the things that the Friends do for us that people don't even realize is there are 501c3 organization and can apply for some grants and act as fiscal agent for things that the city isn't able to do. Now, they're also our affiliate for the Imagination Library program through Dolly Parton, and we wouldn't be able to have that program in the community without them.
Wow. So obviously a big impact.
Huge impact. And their dues are super low, and they're always looking for members, and they're always looking for volunteers. So if you want more information about the Friends, you can go to their website at roseburglibraryfriends.org. If you're interested in actually helping out this upcoming sale, we'd like to hear from you a little sooner. You can email library@cityofroseburg.org or give us a call at 541-492-7050 and just let us know that you're interested in helping out.
So what kinds of things are people needed to do?
Well, really what happens is it takes a huge effort to get all these books onto tables. We're talking thousands of books. And so helping out on Wednesday afternoon on the 31st of August would be absolutely amazing. And then Saturday at 2 p.m., we have to tear everything down. And there are still books left over. A lot of those books go to the thrift shops afterward. And so we box them all up. Some of them stay for the next sale, but there's a whole process involved in that. So those are the two shifts that we're really looking for help. You don't need to lift. We have people to do that, but actually just boxing them, taking them out of boxes, putting them back in boxes, huge help.
Wow, a lot of things going on. Talk about, I mean, we're still in August. There's still plenty of summer left, but I know you're beginning to think about back-to-school type programming and some things like that. What's on the agenda?
This is the last week of the summer reading program, and I encourage everyone to turn in their logs. The kiddos' logs are due this Saturday at 2 p.m. The adult logs for adults are due next Saturday at 2 p.m., and then we'll get in touch with the winners shortly thereafter. Now, our children's group, Aurora and her crew, are going to take the month of September off to sort of regroup and get ready for Girls Who Code. They're going to have story times again. They're going to have some in-person crafts. They'll still be grab-and-go crafts. Those are incredibly popular. What I'm focusing on are programs for adults, and our AmeriCorps participant last year, Lydia Rathy, got us squared away with lots of programs this fall. We have Larry Broker coming in. He's going to talk about Nickel Mountain. Wow. Over by Riddle. That's coming up on September 15th. It's our first in-person program presentation for adults since the pandemic.
Wow, so a lot going on at the library. And again, give us the days and times for this upcoming book sale.
I'm going to get it right this time, Kyle. We're talking Thursday, September 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, September 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can find more information about the library at rosebergpubliclibrary.org.
And maybe we didn't say this, but these books are not all that expensive.
No. Now, everything goes for 25 to 50 cents with a half price, everything 25 cents on Saturday. But I'm going to give you something that you don't even know, Kyle, is we're going to have a special cart of books. Books that are no older than 3 years, we're talking brand new, for $5 each on a cart. These are pristine brand new books, and that's going to be a new special thing at this book sale.
All right, Roseburg Public Library. Check it out for more information. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38.